Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Thursday, March the 5th, 2015, entitled After the Storm, written by Brenda Wood of Sandy Cove Acres, Innisfil, Ontario, Canada. I'm not saying that God created a storm just to give me a gift of His love, but here's what happened. It all started a few months ago, when a fellow writer sent me a note encouraging me in my new life as a widow. It became the basis of the devotional A Kind Reminder, which was submitted on January the 13th and published here on March the 2nd. That morning, I wrote a note to the submissions editor, Robin Ross. Today is my 52nd wedding anniversary, and you gave me this present of this devotional. Thank you. Robin replied, I was going to say, who knew? But then I realized that God knew. That happened through a very complicated series of occurrences. I felt that I had to interrupt the schedule for February and insert the 4 blizzard-related devotionals that I had received. That pushed the last 4 scheduled for February on into March, and yours came on the 2nd. Never doubt for a moment that God knows our circumstances and cares deeply about what we are feeling and going through. Psalm 116, verse 15 in the New King James Version reads, Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. So I want to remind you that when the storms of life seem too much to bear, when they rearrange and inconvenience our lives, in fact, the very opposite is true. God has a hand in every small detail, and He is using those storms to bless us and encourage us. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27a in the Amplified Version reads, The eternal God is your refuge and dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Let us pray. Lord, again and again you pour out your grace upon us. Help us to expect it, to recognize it, and to be grateful for it every single day. Amen.